Exclusive: Trump endorsed Kelly Chipica, slammed Senator Murkowski before Tuesday primary, "She doesn't tell us the truth." By Wendell Hasebo on August 13, 2022. Trump endorsed Kelly Chipica, slammed establishment Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., for being two-faced ahead of the Tuesday Republican primary in Alaska. Speaking with host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, Chipica said Murkowski's 21-year career has been marred by lying to voters about her Senate voting record. "She doesn't tell us the truth. She says one thing here in Alaska and then does the exact opposite in D.C.," Chipica said. "She'll talk about writing the infrastructure bill with Bernie Sanders. But she won't tell us that the radical extremists in the Biden administration are piling up all these new regulations on us, in the bill. It drives up the rate of inflation so high that we won't see additional funding. They've got all these regulations and permits we've got to jump through that we're gonna see barely any infrastructure." Chipica continued to point to Murkowski's politics of flip-flop. "It's all about the Green New Deal." She ran ads just a couple of months ago saying that she was a fierce defender of the Second Amendment while she was colluding with the Democrats and Joe Biden to vote for gun control and our gun rights. This is the thing that costs her NRA endorsement. And so now she's dropped in her reading with him, and I'd have the RA's highest rating. "We are very much pro-Second Amendment and against those red flag laws that she voted for." "She voted against the Democrats' efforts to codify Roe v. Wade," Chipica continued. "She claims that she doesn't think that there should be late-term abortions or taxpayer-funded abortions. But then just a couple of weeks ago, she was the one who introduced the bill for late-term abortion. And she's consistently voted to fund the national abortion providers with taxpayer money. This is the kind of thing she does all the time, and so this is why everybody across the state is saying, it's time for a change." Chipica then explained how the Alaska election system favors Murkowski's incumbency. "In November, what happens is everyone gets to go in and vote for their top candidate first. If you want, you get to vote for a backup candidate or two backup candidates or three, so you rank your second, third, and fourth choice. If the candidate that comes in first doesn't cross the 50% line, get at least half the votes in the election, then the fourth candidate drops off. Their second, third, and fourth place votes get reallocated. The third candidate drops off, their second, third, and fourth place get reallocated." Chipica believes she and Murkowski will definitely be in the final group in November before explaining the political demographics of Alaska. "Here's the data in Alaska. About 54% of Alaskans vote for the Republican candidate. President Trump won by double digits in 2020, despite being outspent almost 2-1 by our Democratic candidate. Senator Dan Sullivan, R.A.K., our other Republican senator, won by 13 points. The Democrat candidate usually gets between 38 and 40% of the vote." Chipica's primary election will be on Tuesday, August 16. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.